The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 27th of May, 2026, 7:05 in the morning. News at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Ben's always, you know, I told all our producers to be here by quarter till, you know, 15 minutes before we get ready to start. And do you know Ben has never once been late? And he gets here, even gets here early.
You're on.
Oh, we on?
Yeah, you should be on.
Ben is a wonderful worker. You know what happens? He probably put it on, but this is what goes on, so... Anyway, Ben is a wonderful worker. We probably have a little bit of static. It's raining outside, so there's static.
He's a great partner in our business.
Yeah, we appreciate
you. Sue's back in there, and she's, you know, hell, we got a great team. Did you know that?
I was thinking about that this morning. Really.
Pat, Lisa, yes. Sue, Ben, David, Alex.
You're only as good as the people that surround you. So I was thinking about that with upcoming events. Doesn't mean
we don't have glitches now and then.
Yeah. And a lot of times it is not employment. Most of the time it's never. I mean, rarely is it an employee. It's just has technical. Yeah. In fact, I was talking to Ben before the show, and he said he was trying to help somebody with their internet service. And I just got... before I go to the weather, I mean, this was handed to me about, talk about glitches. I'd be curious to know if Mercury's in retrograde. Sue handed this. The California Department of Motor Vehicles has experienced...
Mercury isn't...
Well, sometimes when it is, things happen like this. The Department of Motor Vehicles has experienced a network outage that is preventing the agency from processing driver's licenses and identification cards.
Right before the election.
The DMV announced the issue yesterday.
Democrats.
Despite the technical problems, offices across the state remain open.
Hey, okay. Now, people will say, before you get... Okay, why don't you do the weather, and then let me come back on my comments.
A little rant?
No, it's not even a rant. Oh, okay. It's comments on the Democrats in California. No, I'm not saying I will not say a thing that is not absolutely true, because you don't have to lie. You don't have to make up stuff that the Democrats have done. They've controlled this state for, 20 years? You don't have to make stuff up. You just have to start ticking off the list.
Okay, 69 today. Chance of rain, that's the weather. It looks like it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 69. Not about you, but yesterday when I was running around trying to grocery shop, it poured out. It did.
When you were over with the horse,
No, it wasn't raining then.
No, but did you notice that, had they cleaned her stall yet?
Yes.
They had. Okay. Did you check her water? You know, the big orange thing? I'm sure you did.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm just wondering, because this type of weather where it goes from hot to cool leads to colic.
Ew.
So you just got to keep your eye on them. So.
All right, so tonight's rain likely, then a slight chance of lows of 50. Thursday calls for a slight chance of rain, then showers at 75. Overnight, is this weird weather? I am in a sweater today. That it's just, odd.
Why is the air conditioner turned on?
Because I need air. I need circulation. It's just very hot and stuffy in here. Friday, 77. Friday night, 56. Saturday calls for 83. Now we're getting there. Kind of like what you're used to with this time of year. And then Sunday will be 89. So, but we are experiencing rain these next few days. Now, Friday night, of course, opening night will be, it says chance of rain, then mostly sunny with 77. That's opening night of the Colt 45, so we're going to be giving tickets away a little bit later.
Yep.
And then Friday night, partly cloudy with 56. What a beautiful time to go out and see a game. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with the Kinney family, three generations strong. our friends in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793, for all of your gas and propane needs, and always giving discounts to seniors and veterans.
Okay. Two things. One, when you see things starting, you know, when things are going bad, and when things are going bad, the gas tax, gas prices are higher than a camel's butt. Then you got to look at the legislature. You look down in the city of Los Angeles that burnt down and because they didn't have water in their hydrants. And homelessness, the cost of housing, we come in every month and talk about how many thousands of dollars go into construction of a new house that are just fees. Things that are added on the top. Solar, sprinklers, water saving, plumbing, all of this kind of stuff, right? And then all this money, the fourth biggest economy, and we're running a huge deficit. It's not the Republicans. Hell, the Republicans are an afterthought in the legislature. As good as Heather and Megan are, they could send their cow dogs down to sit there and listen to bark. Just bark at them, you know, and then try to herd them. Try to herd the Democrats into a room and say, listen, look what you've done to us. No, that wasn't a rant. That was just, and I have Democrat friends out there that are listening. Call in. Or Randall, you can take the other side and argue it so well. Debbie's a Democrat. Debbie, you know what? I knew you were a Democrat. I know because I knew Tom was.
It's okay.
Well, am I wrong? Just tell me I'm wrong.
You're talking to her and she just walked in.
I'm saying the condition of our state is such is because it's a one-party state. Democrats have run this state for 20-plus years. That's all I was saying. And if it was Republicans doing the same thing, I'd be a Democrat right now. No, if the Republicans were doing this to the state, I swear I'd switch parties. No, I'm going independent. I can't take it any longer. Both sides are kind of offending me in some ways. All right.
What did you just approve? What did you have to get out of your craw?
Well, because I don't dislike Democrats at all.
Thank you.
I've got to get that out. I don't dislike them. Their policies, though, I just don't understand. But I have many Democrat friends I totally respect. And I'll let that end right there because that's the way I want that sentence to end. I totally respect so many of my Democrat friends. I just don't understand the policies of our government in the state of California. And I don't understand some of the policies of the federal government either. So, anyway, Shasta County Superior Court judge ruled that a woman suing Shasta County over placing Measure B before voters in the June 2nd election must now pay costs filed by five people who want the measure included on the primary ballot. Judge Hannah is the latest in the legal battle between the proponents of the measure and Jennifer Katsky, an ICU nurse. And by the way, Jennifer, I think you're a fine person and a great nurse. I just want to say that because she works in the intensive care unit, in case I roll through there.
Right.
Anyway, she sued the Board of Supervisors and Registrar to keep the initiative off the ballot. The initiative goes against state law. So even if it passes, I don't know what's going to happen. But so she sued, but then she lost, and now she's going to have to pay the people that also, you know, paid money to defend the ballot. And it comes out to, I think it's $3,200 They're looking for $34,000, and Judge Hannah said, no, it's $3,000. And Katsky is asking for donations to help pay the cost. So there they are. And she put up a website, a fundraising website. I don't know what it is. But she's already raised $1,100 on that. Anyway, I felt, you know, she believed in what, you know, she really believed in what she was doing, so she took it to court. and she lost. And when you lose something like that, you got to pay the other side's attorney's fees in many cases. I respect that. I respect the fact that she felt that way. You may not have agreed that she should have, but she thought she should, and she did it the correct way. She took it to court.
Took it to court.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break here in order to love on our sponsors, which that's how we stay on the air, in order to provide you the most fabulous of entertainment in the morning. When we come back, we're digging in here before we get into our 7:30 guest. So we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Yes, take your watches in. Go see what they have. They're incredible. Family-owned, best of the North State for 4 years, and there's a reason why. Go see the folks out of Four Winds Jewelry, and we'll be right
back. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. You already said that, right? Oh. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Currency, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria, over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting thin meals.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
33 years of winning deserves a big celebration.
Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino as we celebrate 33 years
with our $330,000 anniversary swipe to win.
May is heating up. Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Five winners will play our game board for the chance for cash and free slot play.
Advance all 10 levels and win $330,000.
Swipe your free River Club card daily to win entries.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. What is love?
And good morning and welcome back to our, what is this? Our Wednesday edition. We're going to go bowling tonight. We have some friends joining us for bowling. When's the last time we bowled? Maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
You actually, I shouldn't say actually, you won one game. You just were knocking everything down.
And I'm not a good bowler, but I, you know, as a kid, I remember being on a, I don't know, maybe it was just the margaritas lined up right. My muscles were, who knows? You know, but I'm usually, they call me Gutterball Annie. And I'm okay with that because, you know, probably it's so funny. It's like, you know, like golfing. I'm just happy if I get the ball, if I hit the ball.
Hit the ball.
Hit the golf ball, I'm happy. But I mean, so I'll get like a strike, unusually, and then I'll get a gutter ball. So it's not consistent.
You won, yeah, you won one game. Hey, more good news. The California Fair Plan, which is the last resort for home insurance, it's a state insurance plan, is going to raise homeowner insurance rates by 29%. About 29% starting October 15th for new and renewed policies this year. The Department of Insurance approved the raise. And Redding Insurance agent Mike Littow said many people in the North State could see even steeper raises. Here in the Redding area, we're seeing rate increases averaging between 30 and 40%. Littow said homeowners across California are seeing double-digit insurance because of wildfire risk and past claims. He said all insurance companies are raising rates after years of major losses. Every time there's a rate increase at any company, it's devastating, said Littow. He said homeowners from manufactured homes could be hit the hardest. The thing about the FAIR Plan is it's still cheaper in many cases, but it does have, you know, it's got like a $3 million cap on it, and it's generally aligned, the FAIR Plan is generally aligned with Sustainable Insurance Strategy Guidelines, which incorporate CDI, California Department of Insurance, approved catastrophe modeling, and account for the net cost of reinsurance. So, while all, he said, not every FAIR Plan customer will see their insurance bills go up by the same amount. Homeowners in the high wildfire risk areas will largely see larger increases, which is what Littow said. Policyholders may qualify for discounts by hardening their home. So, and the number of people on the FAIR Plan is huge because of what the insurance companies pulled out of California, cut off people's insurance, you know, canceled policies, didn't renew, all of those things. And Littow said, I think people should use the time between now and October to be proactive, and there's an option to get off the California FAIR Plan. They should be continuing to have conversations with insurance agents. So we got some good insurance agents in town, I'll tell you that.
We do.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I want to talk about this because I think it hits home for a lot of people. Former Democrat President Joe Biden sued the Department of Justice seeking to bar the release of audio recordings and transcripts of private conversations with his biographer in 2016 and 17. The lawsuit filed in federal court comes ahead of the department's planned June 15th release of the materials to the U.S. House Judiciary Committee and the Conservative Heritage Foundation. The foundation sought them after they were used as part of then-Special Counsel Robert Hur's 2023 investigation into Biden's handling of classified documents. Hur declined to bring criminal charges. So it announced it would be releasing the records in response to the committee's request, which the lawsuit claims is meant only to skirt federal law barring release. Okay.
Well, but the big part of that, and they didn't put it in that article right there, was when he decided not to bring charges against him, it's mm-hmm. because we interviewed an elderly man with memory lapses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's what they want to keep out of it, is just how bad those memory lapses were, which leads to other things like who was running the presidency, if it was indeed that bad. Who was running the presidency? Who was, who was signing all of these bills and executive orders? Did he even know about them? Did anybody, or was this a cabal at the, at the highest level of the people around him trying to keep the government moving in some kind of direction? And did Biden fully understand what was going on? That's what it's coming down to, in my opinion.
Well, I can understand what you're saying, because what that does then is that makes you think we put somebody in office that lost their memory and the confidence of the Americans and who they vote for and what really happens within the power of making executive decisions by a stroke of a pen.
Yeah, and did he do it? There's the question. Did he understand what some of these, like when the pardons, when he pardoned so many people, some of them were in jail for murder. And I'm not saying the other side is any better, but at least, Trump is aware of everything that's going on around him. And I'm not just, and I think that's probably what they're getting into.
Well, speaking of Trump, the administration is moving to require all current and future federal employees to sign non-disclosure agreements, whether this works or not, as part of a broader effort to tighten controls on leaks of non-public government information. And you know something? I just think when people do that, unless it's just like you can't believe, the whistleblower. We talk about the whistleblower and the pressure of the whistleblower. Remember that movie that Russell Crowe was in about the cigarette industry? And I think it was a Michael Mann film, which, it was a really good film. But the pressure of what he had to go through because he knew the agencies were covering up because of the multi-billion dollar business with what was really in tobacco and the cover up. And so anyway, I understand if there was something that was so atrocious, that was going on that you felt like, I know I'm going to take the bullets, but I have to do that. But for people to leak or pass on emails about stuff that's going on that is sensitive information, I think that they need to be completely held accountable.
The only thing, an NDA is like a restraining order, is a piece of paper, and it's only as good as the person who signed it. If they choose to, they can sign it and then ignore it.
Well,
there's just like in restraining order, there is a, there could be criminal action.
This move comes as a wider push that officials have linked to recent media leaks, including sensitive national security matters, including reporting on U.S. military operations and internal assessments tied to the Iran war and earlier Venezuela-related operations.
And I'm contemplating, people talking about electric cars and all these electric vehicles. I've been contemplating, and you've been, it's maybe time to get another vehicle. We've got to start thinking about another vehicle for you. That Ferrari just has come up with their electric car. It seats 5, 4 doors, 0 to 60 in 2.4 seconds, and it's only $672,000.
Well, you're going to see it in certain parts of our country, driving around with 6 kids in the car.
Would you let Buford ride in the back of that car? Of course you would. It's only $672,000.
I don't care how much it is. I wouldn't. No. I don't care how much. I don't care if it was $6.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to go. That's personal. Okay. I'm just going to say this out loud, folks. I'm not going to an electric car. My next car will be a crossover, and I don't want to have to plug my car ever into a battery. That's just me.
A hybrid.
Yes. But it won't be plugged in. There's a kind of an engine while it's driving, it's kicking over to another.
To the battery.
Right.
Yeah. It charges the batteries.
Uh-huh. So I did, I pulled over next to a gal the other day. I was in Susanville on my way to visit a friend in Reno. And she had this car, and I pulled up, probably like, who's this weirdo? I don't care. I said, do you like your car? She turned around. And I said, yeah, I'm thinking about my next one. What do you think? And she said she just loved it. And I said, well, do you have to plug it in or anything like that? No. I think it was a Toyota Land Cruiser.
Uh-huh.
It was nice. I don't know. I really love my Nissan, though. I just know that it's going to be, I'm at 108,000 miles on it now. It'll go another 50. It'll go another 75. I just have to get some work done on it. Seriously,
little stuff.
Yeah, little stuff. The light's been on for in the back seat for what, like 2 weeks now. Every time I get in the car, please don't let this suck my battery dry. Anyway, isn't that terrible?
I think it's a. It's got to be a fuse in there because you can't open up the you can't open up the door either. Anyway, from the inside, from the outside, you can. Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, we've got Debbie Johnson here. We're going to be talking Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council and a big event that's happening Saturday. We'll be right back.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Reading Balloons and Face Pinning by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
The sudden death of our Congressman Doug LaMalfa shocked us all and left a huge void of conservative leadership in the North State. With the support of the LaMalfa family, local Republicans, and President Trump, Assemblyman James Gallagher has stepped up to help fill that void. A family man from a farming family, a business owner, and Republican leader. No one is more prepared, more proven, and more able to do the job. Here's James Gallagher.
California has become the epicenter of fraud and waste in government. Over $125 billion have been lost to Medicare and unemployment fraud. $100 billion for a train to nowhere. And billions more spent on homeless programs that just don't work. Every dollar lost comes straight out of our pockets, making California the highest tax state in the nation. I'm James Gallagher. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because you deserve better from the government you pay for.
Paid for by Gallagher for Congress.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
He never was a hero for this county's shining light. But you could always.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show here. How are you today on this kind of a little bit of a dreary morning? Not bad, but we do have a chance of rain today with our temperatures around 69. It's really strange to be, when you pack all your sweaters, to come back and say, do I my Uggs or boots or what am I doing? Okay. So about 69 today, chance of rain. Overnight lows tonight, 50. And it looks like, you know, the chance of precipitation, 60%, like you saw it rain yesterday, and we also have that for tomorrow. So if you're getting ready for today, just be ready to, you know that you're going to layer. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 7:37 in the morning on this Wednesday edition of Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott.
And our guest today is Debbie Johnson, who is the chairman of the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council.
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you know what? And also, you know, Debbie and Tom, her husband, is he riding the bus right now?
No, we were on the bus together.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
we're
all done. That's why you see.
when did you get
bags
that?
Under the eyes.
What happened on the bus? Tell us about the bus.
Tell me about the bus.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Okay, it's AmVets One. Tour across America. We have a motor coach, a 45-foot motor coach, and it's a rolling billboard for mental health and suicide awareness and prevention. And we made several stops. We started in Colorado at Colorado Springs, and we went to Salina, Kansas, O'Fallon, Missouri, Columbus, Ohio, Washington, Pennsylvania, where AmVets National Headquarters is. Then we went to Charleston, West Virginia, and Louisville, Kentucky.
I was born in Charleston, West Virginia.
Wow. And at every stop, we the purpose is to connect with the community and the veterans and the services that are there for veterans, and especially in those areas of mental health, and make sure that everybody knows everybody else. Some of them don't even know
that there's other veterans in that area.
Well, and the services that are available in their area. They haven't all connected with each other. You know, sometimes a veteran comes back and they see a need and they start to address that need. And, you know, so networking, a lot of networking at our stops, a lot of personal stories, a lot of great community and veteran support.
Right.
They're there and they're letting the community and the country know that, you know,
is that,
there's help for you.
Is that funded or how is that underwritten?
It is all by donation through the AMVETS Department of California Service Foundation.
So if you were to, you know, because I love the idea of this, like, okay, for instance, just a sidebar. I take Pilates. There's a woman in my class who is a former Marine.
Mm-hmm.
She's not connected with the community yet. I said, you've got to come on Friday, on the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Carl's speaking. I want to introduce you.
Saturday,
excuse me. This Saturday is the 30th, right. And please come in. I'd like to introduce you around because she's lovely. Mm-hmm. But she's not connected. She's newly,
right.
Has moved here. So when I think about, you know, like people, we talk about that when people move to the community to, you know, invite them over, take them by the hand, come and visit, see,
yes.
Here's what you've got. So when you talk about this, do you put out a newsletter afterwards? Because I think it would be really interesting to hear, like, stories, like a takeaway story you could share with our listeners right now.
Okay. And that's one. Goes live during this trip. You can follow us. And now a lot of the speeches, even Tom's, are on YouTube under AMVETS One. And, so you can follow up that way. You can hear what was said and what was presented at each stop. And, they do that follow up online. They talk about their stops. They talk about the sponsors. We can't do anything without sponsors.
Right.
So,
What about for you, like personally?
Oh, for me.
Like, do you have like a one thing, like a story that you could share with our listeners that was like, well, we stopped at this place and it was like, I don't know. I mean, you go to bed and you have like a picture in your head about something that really was profound.
Well, that would have to be, Columbus, Ohio, because Tom finally shared publicly his story.
Wow.
And it was a tough one. He spent several months, he didn't start writing it, but he spent several months and all of his time since being in the service and finally wrote it out, narrowed it down, and told it. And I can't repeat it for
right,
you.
Right.
But you can go and listen
okay.
to
okay.
it.
Okay.
It's on YouTube. And
that's one on YouTube. One. Yep.
So how long have you guys been married?
We've been married almost 56 years. It'll be 56
what?
In
you
September.
You know what? Can you believe that?
No. Because they're like.
First of all, it must have been done in yeah. in Mississippi, and yeah. you were 6 years old.
You were a child bride. No,
but
that just, first of all, the numbers always blow me away. As I get older, the numbers blow me away.
Yes.
But because you guys are young, you're like a young, spirited couple.
We are.
Like, yeah. And so that's how I think of you. But to witness after 56 years of being married, to witness and feel that maybe bottled up, blocked, mm-hmm. to have that come through, I
yes.
could see how that was very profound.
It
and
was.
So healing.
It
to
is.
Kind of like speak it out loud and let, and what that is called, like your testimonial, sharing
mm-hmm.
with,
mm-hmm.
sharing, because somebody in well, that room or several in that room in that moment were touched
yes,
and thought, I have to tell my story, and then that's how it, right?
Right. Well, and it helps to recognize the signs. He had several signs when he came out of the service of folks that are spiraling
right,
down,
right.
that could have ended in suicide. And, so those symptoms, if anybody there or anybody that hears what he said, recognize those symptoms in themselves,
and
the hope
tour,
is they will reach out.
In this tour from AMVETS, one bus that goes across the country every year, right? Different
this,
spots.
This was their fifth time to do
yeah.
this, yes.
And what it is to bring awareness to the
correct.
Suicide problem we have in
it's
the veterans community.
In the 1% of the population, Carl, it's an epidemic.
Yeah, when you get, and it's still anywhere from 21 to 22 veterans a day committing suicide. The only good news is on active duty, that rate has dropped.
Yes.
And it's thank because the services have really, really, really been proactive in trying to reach out on that. So the active duty suicides have dropped. And I would like to see dramatically, and maybe I can, but they dropped significantly
yes.
in the last couple of years. But our veterans, many times they can't get the care that mm-hmm. they need, and a lot of times veterans will just say they don't have a problem.
Right.
And so having somebody that they can listen to that's gone through the same stuff.
Right.
And share it.
Oh, these every single person on this, I was the only auxiliary member, and all the rest are veterans, and then our media person, Lance Cardosa, they are wonderful. They make sure the media is contacted ahead of time, that the speakers that are set ahead of time. Each member of the committee gets a city, and mm-hmm. we make the initial contact, and then we have a person there that's getting all of the folks there. And they are just it's such a brave and important thing to do. They're just amazing veterans, and it was a wonderful time for me to be with them.
Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break, and this is being brought to you by a veteran-owned business here, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. We call him, if you want the best, call Wurst. All right? And my own term for him is the windshield whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff will fix it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He's from the old school. He's not going to take chances with your family safety, so don't you take chances. You got a chip there, and it could go into a crack on a trip. You might want to get that fixed. You should want to get that fixed. If you're not sure, how about a free inspection and analysis? Just bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. There's nothing about repairing windshields this man doesn't know. He brings your vehicle in a climate controlled area where he can, you know, there's no sun on it, and he can keep the, you know, he can use his special magic to fix that windshield. And at very fair prices. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran owned business. We'll be right back with Debbie Johnson and CBAC.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
From the first bingo call to the latest jackpot, it's been an incredible 33 years of winning. Because of you, Wind River Resort and Casino is celebrating our 33-year anniversary. Prepare for incredible promotions, giveaways, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Don't miss your chance at $330,000. For details on all the anniversary fun, visit windriver.com. So grab your friends and come celebrate with us. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Yeah. It used to be KCNR 1460, but now it's KCNRradio.com. And our shows are there, and the news is there, the weather is there, the lineup for next week on who's going to be our guest is there, and this week. All on KCNRradio.com. And we're here with Debbie Johnson, who is the president of the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council and so much more in our veterans community, she and her husband, Tommy. This Saturday.
Saturday, May 30th.
Even though Monday was an event out at IGO.
Correct.
That was not Memorial Day, the official Memorial
Day. The historical date is May 30th. Yes.
And on May 30th, there's always a ceremony.
Correct.
At the Civic Auditorium down in the Veterans Garden. Veterans
Grove.
Grove.
Yep. So over 30 years they've been doing this.
33 years.
Yes.
So tell us about it.
This is something that they put together that when they used to do it out at the college, and the person that was doing it there met somebody from the city, and they said, we want to do this in town. We want to make this an honorable day without the, beyond the holiday. Mm-hmm. And they had decided right off that it would be May 30th, that they wouldn't move it. And whatever day of the week that came on, we have wreath laying. So we encourage folks to call and sign up. You still have a few days to do that. And, or you can sign up when you get there. There's a table and a place to sign in. And, we have someone to do the national anthem. Let's see, her name is Brianna, but I
met her. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Brianna.
Yeah. Brianna McIntyre.
Cool.
And we have a young student from Mistletoe named Neliana Kingsbury, who's going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. and the a cappella sound wave. They're always fun. They bring great music.
Is that the ladies?
Yeah, okay. That's the ladies.
Yep.
And
did they change their name?
They did.
Because they used to be called
Maybe a faction. I'm not sure what happened there.
The a cappella sound wave.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, you're picturing punk rock people, but trust me, it's not.
Well, they came on our station and used to do Valentine. But those are the Sweet Adelines, weren't they? Did they? Or is this the same group that broke off and did their own thing? Maybe
I don't. I'm not sure.
Okay,
I'll ask. We'll ask them when we were there. And Semper Fi too.
Of course.
They will be doing the flag honors and replacing the flag that flew for the whole entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Over what is considered hallowed ground there at the Grove, and put up a new flag to fly for the coming year. And lunch. Shoot, there's a free lunch.
Now, who puts that on?
Right now, the Riverview
Rotary?
Sunset Rotary.
Sunset Rotary.
They have a long name.
Yeah, okay.
So Dennis Ellis and David Kehoe. There.
Yeah, and so immediately after the ceremony, and don't worry about rain or sun because there'll be tents out there and chairs, and it's an intimate setting, so you can get in closer.
You don't have to even worry about bringing a stand for your wreath because we have a beautiful metal, sturdy stand that the Enterprise Lions bring. They store that for us, and they come and they put it up, and they take it down, and they put their lovely flags along the roadside there for us too.
And so, what else?
What else?
I mean, it starts off with presentation of colors, and then singing and guest speaker
invitations. And it's a memorial service.
It's a memorial service.
Everything that you would expect in a memorial service for a military.
And Carl's going to speak. And I always find it fascinating because you'll pull stuff out that, you know, of course, I learn about your time in the service.
Yeah, he's our guest speaker, our keynote speaker.
It's an honor. Thank you.
And we appreciate that.
Well, it's an honor. And Memorial Day is—it's not Veterans Day.
No.
And it's not Armed Forces Day.
Nope.
Armed Forces Day for everybody that's in uniform, and Veterans Day for everybody that served and served our country, and Memorial Day is for those who lost their lives in defense of our country.
Yeah.
And I imagine many of us know people, and they're no longer with us who've lost their lives in combat. And it's, Linda, I don't know if you think it's funny that I've still got that program.
No, I don't think it's funny at all. I think it's meaningful and it's in your drawer and
it's 20 years.
Yeah.
In fact,
you brought that home with you.
20 years. This, I think November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've just kept it. So.
Okay.
So we'll talk about Major Megan McClung for a little bit during the service. But the speech is not going to take a long time because people don't like the big, long speeches. And I don't like to give them. So but we want to talk about why we're there. And sometimes we forget when you have a three-day weekend, it sometimes takes over from what?
The meaning of it.
The meaning of it.
And I think that was key to the our local group that started this, CVAC and the city.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't know that at the time, but if you were away doing what most people do, these celebrations, you have a three-day weekend. Now you have an opportunity to honor and remember.
Okay, it's going to be this Saturday at the Civic Auditorium in the Veterans Grove.
11 a.m.
11 a.m. I suggest getting there around 10:30-ish. Mm-hmm. So make sure you get a seat. Mm-hmm. And, so with the tents out there, you don't have to sit in the sun. And it's a very moving ceremony, I believe. And then immediately afterwards, complimentary lunch, you just move up to the...
And there's a dash car, so you have some difficulty with mobility, we'll get you there.
There you go. And it's going to be in the shade.
Mm-hmm, always.
Right there in the entryway mm-hmm. of the Civic Auditorium, there in the driveway there. And tables are all set up.
It's so good.
It is. Food's great. Debbie, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Your
thank
time,
you
for
too.
Everything you do for our veterans. I mean,
you guys are awesome.
Well, no, you're awesome because you put your money where your mouth is. You guys are out there, you honor flights, the AMVETS bus, CVAC, and all the other things you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you Saturday.
You betcha. Okay, when we come back from the break, DA Stephanie Bridget joins us.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Amid a surge in Ebola cases, Uganda is closing its border with Congo. The World Health Organization says the disease is outrunning efforts to keep it in check. Getting underway now, a Trump cabinet meeting at the White House where the Iran war may top the agenda.
The Republican president has projected confidence that he's closing in on a deal that will reopen the Strait of Hormuz and give him a credible argument that Iran's nuclear capability has been diminished enough to declare victory. As he prepares to huddle with his top aides this morning, President Trump is hoping to wind down a conflict that's been politically unpopular for Republicans as the midterms are approaching. Under the potential deal, Tehran would agree to give up its stockpile of highly enriched uranium in return for sanctions relief. Bernie Bennett, one.
The Republican primary voters of Texas have spoken, and they like Ken Paxton. The candidate, endorsed by President Trump, has trounced longtime U.S. Senator John Cornyn in the GOP primary runoff. The U.S. military remains vigilant in the war on drug runners.
Unclassified video posted on social media by U.S. Southern Command shows a boat speeding through water and then exploding into flames. The U.S. military launched the strike Tuesday on the boat suspected of transporting drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean. One man was killed, two people survived. Since early September, the Trump administration has been blowing up alleged drug trafficking vessels in Latin American waters, and at least 194 people have been killed. The Pentagon said last week it will evaluate whether the U.S. military is following an established targeting framework when carrying out such attacks. Donna Warder, Washington.
One person dead, several injured, others missing. A chemical tank imploded at a paper mill in Longview, Washington. On Wall Street, the Dow up 272. Townhall.com.
Attention. Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-573-4400. That's 800-573-4400. Again, that's 800-573-4400.
The Israeli army and Hezbollah fighters have battled along a strategic river in Lebanon.
The clashes along the Litani River in southern Lebanon are occurring as Israeli troops push further north ahead of talks in Washington between Lebanese and Israeli delegations. The river has been a de facto boundary in Lebanon, with large areas of the south under Israeli military control, despite the ceasefire that's been in place for over a month. The U.S. brokered ceasefire appears more nominal by the day, complicating efforts at a broader in the Iran war, as Tehran wants an agreement to include an end to the fighting in Lebanon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A cruise ship at the center of a deadly hantavirus outbreak is undergoing further cleaning before it returns to its home port. Oceanwide Expedition says the extra work being carried out on the advice of a local health authority in the port city of Rotterdam, where the vessel returned early last week. News and analysis, townhall.com. The judiciary is temporarily blocking Alabama's plan for new congressional districts.
A federal court's preliminary injunction blocks Alabama, at least for now, from using a new congressional map in the August 11th special primary. The map could help Republicans win an additional U.S. House seat in the midterm elections. The court's ruling requires Alabama to continue using the same court-ordered districts used during the 2024 congressional elections. Lawyers representing black voters in the case had sought the preliminary injunction. They argue the same panel in 2023 had already ruled the state map intentionally discriminated against black voters. The state could appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
In Massachusetts, drivers for ride-hailing apps like Uber and Lyft have become the first in the nation to certify a union. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 27th of May, 8:05 in the morning, news top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. National days today?
It was a National Grape Day.
Grape, okay.
National Grape Popsicle Day.
Grape Popsicle.
National Senior Health and Fitness Day.
Cool.
Yeah, that's about it.
I just saw a race. It was a master's race. And he was 77 years old. And he ran the 100 in like, I don't know, 12 and a half seconds, 13 seconds.
That's pretty fast.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, 77. He was just moving down that track. So, well, Linda, how are you?
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm so, Carl, I'm glad to be here today. This is great. You know, we've had a lot going on, and we're celebrating, of course, this week with friends, belated birthdays, future birthdays, the Memorial Day Grove coming up. That's going to be happening on Saturday. A lot of different, you know, things that to celebrate the end of May. But we wanted to tell you as we get ready to, interview and talk with our district attorney, Stephanie Bridget, let's give you a quick update on the weather. Chance of rain, if you're looking outside right now, it looks like it's a little bit of a damp morning, not bad. But then, as the day, we have about 70% of, precipitation. Rain likely tonight, then a slight chance of rain with overnight lows of 50. Our highs today will be 69. Tomorrow calls for 75. Slight chance of rain again and then showers. And Thursday night, rain likely with overnight lows of 55. Now, on Friday, we kind of go half and half. We have a slight chance of rain, but it gets to be about 77. And, of course, that's opening night for the Colt 45, so we're going to be giving tickets away for that in just a minute. Saturday calls for 83, mostly sunny. And Sunday, 89, sunny once again. That's our week forecast here with the rest of the week. Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business where they always give seniors and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And before we go there, as we were talking about Friday opening night, I'm going to give four tickets away right now here on the show. Carl and I would love to have you come join us, 605-4567, for four Colt 45 tickets.
Now.
Fun night. Starts at 7:15.
Now, if you can't be there Friday, these tickets are good for all year.
Right. For the whole season, yeah.
For the whole season.
So give us a call. Let us know if you'd like to have four tickets for your family, 605-4567. There we go.
Here they go. Our guest today is Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. And Stephanie, in the paper, and I think everybody's seen it, is it six? Six assistant DAs leaving?
Yeah, well, I know it's reported six. If we look at the last 3 months, I believe it is. During that time period, there's been six.
Yeah.
In the last month, which has been kind of that breaking point, is when we had four leave at the same time.
Okay, it was four leaving, but it's been six over the last 3 months.
Yeah.
And there seemed to be surprise from a lot of people. I mean, oh my God, they're all leaving. And the only thing I could say is, and I've said it on the air, and I'll say it again, if you've been listening to this show for the last 2 years, you've heard Stephanie Bridget saying, we're going to have a big problem, and it's going to get bigger because. And let's just go through some of the reasoning.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You and I have talked about it
multiple times.
I've given multiple presentations on this topic over the last couple of years. So it's kind of the train wreck we've seen coming for quite a while.
Yeah,
trying to find a solution. We've watched
it coming down the hill, around the curve, and the bridge was busted.
Yeah, yeah. So it's quite frustrating. But we're at that point now. And, you know, what I started telling people a couple years ago is, look, we haven't been able to recruit. And it's not just Shasta County. Recruitment has dropped statewide, nationwide. Retention has dropped statewide, nationwide, to the point that there was even a nationwide study that was done that I talked extensively about. I've talked about it on here. I've talked about it at Board of Supervisors meetings that really analyzed what's happening in prosecutors' offices. And, you know, there was a lot of findings, but the bottom line is the workload is insanely humongous. There's so many cases, so fast paced that people are required to work, and they're required to do that at a pay that is significantly less than that they can make in the private sector. And that you put those two things together, and it's really caused people to not want to enter this profession, and the ones who are in it burn out very quickly. And that's not just my opinion, though I do share in that opinion. That was a nationwide study that was done with the number one thing that they found that can resolve that issue or help alleviate that issue is making the pay competitive. Now, and the biggest reason I want to explain about that is people who are attorneys typically have gone to school for at least 6 or 7 years after high school. And they've done that. A lot of them are taking out student loans. By the time they are out and they have passed the bar and they're looking for a job, they have $200,000-$300,000 in student loan debt. That is a house payment. So you have a person who's looking for a job, they want to do public service work, but they're already having to pay, you know, $1,500 a month just to pay on their student loan, and now they're taking a job that pays half, if not less than that, of what they can make in the private sector. They want to do it, it's righteous work, they enjoy the work, but they don't last very long because their caseloads are huge and they can't buy a house.
Your people were working 6 days a week, sometimes seven.
Absolutely.
And the one study that was done on, you looked at, I think, six other counties that were comparable to ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the sense of same population, same number of crimes, but their DA staff, and I'm thinking, somewhere along the coast there, mm-hmm. Santa Barbara, maybe they had, I'm not sure if that's the right one, they had twice the number of attorneys
a third to twice.
And then, but their support staff was huge too.
Absolutely. So,
and so their working hours mm-hmm. were 40 hours a week.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I looked at that in preparation for Board of Supervisors meeting last year as a public safety meeting to address, hey, what are the challenges? What are the issues? What is the real issues going on? And, you know, I did a very lengthy study across the state of California and found comparable counties based on the input into the office. So our local law enforcement is our input. How many arrests are they making? How much work are they feeding into the DA's office? And I found counties that were comparable to ours. And then I also looked at counties that have a comparable amount of judges to say, okay, this is the most relevant related to us. And then I said, let's dig into staffing and see and find out and talk to those counties. And what we found is those counties have, on average, almost half or twice as much, as many attorneys, twice as many support staff, and paralegals that we have. So people in those counties, you know, they're working normal hours. They're not working the 6-7 days a week, having these crushing caseloads that frankly hurts everybody. If you have a caseload that is so huge, you don't have the ability to put the time into those cases to get all the reports, get everything sent over, watch all the body-worn camera footage, do everything you possibly can to make sure that case is fully prepared when you've got a couple hundred more sitting on your desk that are, you have to be prepared for the day after, because there's only a certain amount of time and hours in any given day. So those,
plus you have to get them to court by a certain time.
Right. So it showed us, it's like, wow, even if we are fully staffed at our 28 attorneys that we are allocated from the county, we are still operating at about a 50% attorney and staff deficit than what we need for the amount of crime and input into the DA's office. So I'm talking about this over the last year and a half, 2 years, saying, look, this is what's happening. And last year, we were already down 5 positions. At one point, we were down as high as 8 positions. So when we roll into this year, we're still down that, on average, 5 positions. And then all of a sudden, wow, in the last, 3 months, people are at that point that they're leaving. And in the three that just left who went to Butte County, they went to Butte County specifically because Butte County has addressed that issue. They were where we were. They were at about 50% of their attorneys' positions filled for a long time. They had to decrease and triage the casework that they were doing. They addressed that. They have now increased the pay by 20-30% for the attorneys. They're at full staff.
Well,
so
now,
it shows
making,
that works.
You said Butte County, right? They're pay scale is what, 30,000 above our pay scale?
It's
something like
slightly
that.
More than that, yeah,
okay,
for a starting attorney.
For a starting attorney, so right. And if you're coming in there with experience, that means you probably get paid more.
Yeah, absolutely, at every level.
So they're getting a 30% raise. They're still serving the public, and they actually are going to have a home life.
Right. Right. And you know, 3 of those attorneys they worked very hard. A lot of the attorneys worked very hard together, but just about the 3 that specifically left for Butte County, you know, they were part of the team that negotiated with the county over the last year saying, look, the pay has to be addressed. We are, you know, the student loans, can't buy a house, hardly can pay rent. All of those things were very much talked about extensively, and yet we can't keep up with inflation. So they ended up leaving like they said they would.
How much are your attorneys being paid, say when it comes on this first year?
First year is, I believe our starting is right around $85,000. And in Butte County, it's right around $130,000.
Okay. And then as you get, you know, time and grade there, you
right.
get raises.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. We have to take a break here with Stephanie Bridget. And we're talking about, we've reached a crisis in the district attorney's office. And it really, when it comes down to it, it's pay. But in reality, it's the working, you know, it's how many hours they're working, the caseloads. And when you look over your shoulder and you just see things piling up, you have to, you know, and you're working as hard as you can, and you can be the best attorney in the world. But there's no end in sight. You start looking for a way out. And staying in, of course, as a lawyer, staying in public service, and there's places that you can go to work and actually have a family life and be paid. I'll say, remunerated? Yeah, for your time and effort. So, okay, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express,
Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal St. Pete. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation. Insurance too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies. Smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices. We have the companies. And contractors. We can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, with us is Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget. We're talking about how we've just lost six district attorneys or assistant district attorneys over the last 3 months. And it all comes down to two things, workload and pay. And I just found out that if you go down as a starting attorney in Butte County, where we lost three of our prosecutors, you start here in Shasta County at 85. In Butte County, you start at 130. If I was starting off, I'd take a look at it. I mean, Shasta County's a great place to live. And you've lost, I think some have gone other places. One went to the public defender.
Yeah, we kind of did a swap. One from the public defender came to us, and one from our office went there. That's not part of the four. That's one that was.
It was another one.
Yeah, well, that's part of the six we talked about. But that was a one like a one for one.
A flip.
Did they get paid? Yeah. They get paid the same.
They get paid the same. Yeah.
But they have a less of a workload.
Yeah, because they don't handle every case or everything we do because there's private defense attorneys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, yeah, and so they might have a better, well, less hours, less cases. Okay. So, what's the solution?
Yeah. So. The solution is first and foremost, and I've met with a couple of the Board of Supervisors so far, is we have to stop people from leaving. If you don't stop the people from leaving, it's just going to get worse, and you get to a point where it's just very, very difficult to ever pull out. And I personally think, and this is what I'm going to push for, is we have to get a retention bonus. If we can give a retention bonus and have them sign a contract, like, okay, I'll get X amount of money and I agree to stay one more year. Or I give X amount of money, I agree to stay two more years. Whatever it is, we can stabilize the workforce, and then we can work with the county on how are we going to be able to address the core issues, which are our pay, so that we can bring retention, we can get people in and hire people because we'll be more competitive to our neighbors like Butte County. And then we can retain people after we're done with the retention bonus contract period. But I really fear if we do not do that, if we say, you know, if the board ends up saying, oh, you know, this is horrible, we want to work with you, we promise we're going to work with you, we're going to start, that's like an empty promise of what our people will see, because, you know, they spent the last year trying to negotiate with through the union this very issue, and it came to no avail. So unless there is something that is done that keeps people here, we are very much at a risk of having even more people leave. And we can't have that. We have got to stabilize the workforce first and foremost.
We're paying, at least we used to be, we used to pay $60,000 to have police sign on. And they'd sign a five-year contract.
Right.
And if they left during that 5 years, they had to pay it back. But they were getting paid yearly, not yeah. all up front.
Yeah.
So.
And it would be structured something like that. And certain amount this year, yeah. Certain amount next year.
But the bottom line is, if you had more attorneys, mm-hmm. you'd have less caseload. Which then the money thing isn't as, I mean, the money, of course, is important to be able to just live here.
Right.
And raise a family here. But if they had more of a family life, if the caseloads weren't as burdensome as mm-hmm. they are, that could also make a difference, which means you need even more attorneys.
Yeah, because, you know, they don't get paid overtime. So when you have a time where their caseloads are double or triple and they are working the 10 hours a day, you know, if you just do a simple math calculation of their paycheck divided by the number of hours they work, yeah. they're paid even less. So, yes, if you have to look at caseload and pay, and you have to look at those two things together when we're working on this issue. But first and foremost is we have to stabilize the workforce, because the people who are leaving, you know, they have families
there.
Here. Yeah. They like it here. They enjoy the office. And it's a lot of experience. Like you said, we have people, one who I believe has like around 6 or 7 years. Two of them have over 4 years right around 4 to 5 years. So we are losing years and years of experience.
And training, all the time you spent training and investing in them.
Absolutely, because we were recently able to onboard two attorneys, but they're brand new. They're brand new. They don't have the experience. It's going to take us, you know, a year of training and them going to court before they start getting to the point where, you know, they're getting able to do a lot of stuff.
If they don't get poached by another county.
Exactly. So when you lose the 4 to 7 year attorneys, and then, we might be able to bring two in.
That's your NCOs and your staff NCOs, the ones that run it. Those are your hard chargers.
They can do the cases.
You can have a lot of prives, Lance Corporals.
Right.
But you need the leadership there, too.
If we, you know, if I hired all six, replaced all six of those today, but replaced them all with brand new attorneys, we still have a decrease in the amount of ability to handle cases, because now we have to train them, and we're taking other people's time who are extremely busy with high caseloads to train them. So it's almost detrimental in the first 6 months when you hire a new person because they end up causing...
No matter how good they were in law school.
Absolutely.
Law school is different than the real world.
Because you have to train them, and it's nothing against them. We all went through that when we were brand new.
And it's the training that's going to get them through the combat.
It's training that gets them there.
So you need to train them.
Absolutely. So it's a huge issue, but we have got to get to the point where we stabilize the workforce.
We have to take a break, and here's the question.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you when we get back.
Okay.
Because this one, you may have to look stuff up. How do we fix this? And what is the quickest way to fix it? And what is the long-term way to fix it? And I think I know the answer already, but I'd like to hear it from you. And because I don't think money's the only answer to this. Mm-hmm. So this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, my barbershop for the last 17, going on 18 years. Maybe it's 19. It's 18 going on 19 here. I love this place. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. They got heads on the wall. They got police patches from all over the world in there. You can TV sets on, and you're either watching game shows or golf. And catch up on your reading if you get there early. They have the Saturday Evening Post. They have Car and Track, American Rifleman. They have it all. And I can make an appointment that works on my schedule two different ways. Give them a call at 530-244-9478 or go to Booksy and then go to Reading and put in Cypress Square Barbershop. And you set up a date. They send you a confirmation and then send you a reminder email or text that says, you've got a haircut today. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Vote Paul Salisbury for Congress, District 2. He spent his life responding to moments of crisis, in emergency response, in mental health, and in service to people during some of the hardest moments of their lives. And right now, Americans are exhausted. Exhausted by division. Exhausted by political fighting. Exhausted by leaders who spend more time attacking each other than solving problems. Families are struggling with rising costs of everyday items. Communities feel overwhelmed. And too many people feel like nobody in Washington is truly listening anymore. He's running to bring calm, practical leadership to District 2, from the Redwoods to the Ranchlands. Leadership that responds, because Americans don't need more chaos. We need leaders who can stay calm under pressure, leaders who can bring people together again, and leaders who remember that public service is about people, not politics. Vote Paul Salisbury for Congress, District 2. Forward. Together.
I'm Paul Salisbury, and I approve this message, paid for by Paul Salisbury for Congress.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for vendors to join us for our 12th annual Bacon and Brew Fest. This event will take place in the Event Center on Friday, June 19th. For more information or to complete registration, contact group sales at 530-339-7412 or email events@windriver.com. Participants must register and submit logo before June 1st to be eligible to participate. Participants will receive $400 with a chance to win an additional $500 cash. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, 27th of May, 8:34 in the morning, and it's 57 degrees out there, going up to, what is that?
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have about 69 today.
And rain.
It's going to go about 50 tonight. Tomorrow's calling for 75. I want to throw it over to Ben. Ben, the phones were kind of ringing off the hook with the Colt 45 tickets. Who'd we give those to? Four.
I forget her name.
I'm sure it's got to be written right down there, buddy.
I put them away, but it was Janice.
Oh, okay. Janice. Okay,
all right, Janice. Enjoy those tickets, son. Come Friday.
It was somebody different that I usually don't talk to. You know, we have those few callers that call all the time.
Yeah.
It threw me off. It was somebody good.
Yeah. Okay, now.
Brian's got us on speed dial.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Okay, here's the secret. Not just that Linda's going to sing the national anthem on Friday because it's Veterans Appreciation Night. But
yeah.
I'm throwing out the first pitch. If for nothing
go practice.
Else,
you better
if
not
for,
be a wuss.
Nothing else, you
no
can come
pitch.
Out to watch this.
No, you can't.
I haven't thrown a baseball,
oh.
I swear, in over 30 years.
Well, you
years,
can go to the
doggy
park with the dog and start throwing a frisbee.
You know
get
what?
Your arm.
No, you know what I'm going to do?
I got a frisbee, by the way, Mom and Dad brought up. I don't know whether it's still.
I've got the baseball.
You do?
But we don't have a glove. So
please.
What I'm going to do.
Oh,
is,
please.
I'm gonna go and I'm just gonna practice my throwing. Now,
yeah.
Don't be expecting a 90 mile per hour fastball or a curve. I have to make it 60 feet.
Over the plate.
Over the plate.
Oh, who cares if it even meets the plate? Just down the middle.
Down the middle.
But you
and
don't
doesn't
want,
bounce before
you,
it hits.
You do not want to
I already
have,
told him, don't put the mascot out there.
No
just
Facebook.
Just because I'm perverse enough to throw it to mascot.
No Facebook wussy. Like, did you see Carl Bott throw that?
Oh no. This is
so there, now that a, better encourage you to go get that arm going, buddy.
Amount of pressure here.
Okay. Now I'm going to give four more tickets. Wait, I'm going to give four more tickets away because Janice, congratulations, you got your four tickets. And so give us a call here at 605-4567. Now this is not just for Friday night. These are good for any of the Colt 45 games. They start at 7:15 and there's a bunch of fun ones lined up. You can find out, I'm sure if you come to the station, you can find out what nights they are. So give us a call.
And we're here with Stephanie Bridget. Stephanie, the impact on the community on this.
Wussy throw.
When you're, when you've lost this many.
Absolutely. So I put out a lengthy press statement so that the community would know, posted on our Facebook page and everything. But what it means is when we are down that many people, we have to triage our cases. So we are triaging the cases that we look at. We're prioritizing serious and violent felonies, you know, stuff like homicide, rape, elder abuse, domestic violence, stalking, you know, those types of very
lead,
serious.
Could lead to violence. Here.
That are, you know,
or violent.
Serious and violent cases. So those are our priority cases. We're putting all of our time, resources, and everything into those cases. What that means is cases that aren't like that, which is thefts, drugs, a lot of those types of cases, they are being electronically sent to a different area in our system, and they will sit there until we're able to, when we have time, we go into that box and start looking at those cases. You know, DUI, there's misdemeanor cases and stuff that are priorities as well. But
okay, so DUIs, yeah. And that's good to know.
Yeah,
but
I
those
mean,
ones that go into your electronic files,
right.
don't There's a certain length of time, though, right?
Yeah, so misdemeanors, you know, typically it's a year. Felonies are typically 3 years. When we're looking at what's called a statute of limitations, meaning right. if we don't file within a certain amount of time of the crime occurring, we are legally barred from filing that case.
Okay.
So now,
it's a year for misdemeanors and 3 years for felonies.
Right, and then we have talked with all of our law enforcement partners, and we've said, look, we know that there are chronic and repeat offenders who don't fit the serious and violent felony category. But we want them to work proactively with us and call us and say, hey, look, here's this person. You know, they've stolen 30 cars over the last 6 months. They are a chronic serious problem. Okay, we're going to go reach into that electronically filed and pull that person out, or this person, you know, whatever it is.
Exceptions.
Yeah.
Exceptional things.
We're going to work with them to prioritize those. And also, you know, we are going to be going in there on our own and pulling out cases and looking, oh, this person has racked up 3 or 4 cases. And now we're going to pull them out as time permits. But there is only so many hours in the day, like we've already talked about. It comes down to like a math problem. We don't have enough people for the number of cases. So we have to triage that and go in and do what we have to do. And that has an impact. That has an impact on public safety. And public safety is the number one responsibility of local government. It is a constitutional, it's written in our constitution that the number one responsibility of local government is public safety. So that has to be the priority when it comes to funding or whatever the needs are. And at this point, we are failing in that area, and something needs to be done because this is impacting the community. And it's something that we've known about for 2 years at least, if not even longer, that this has been being talked about.
This could have been a subject, who knows, how many years, you know, with different DAs we talked about. Okay, the budgeting process is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And when is the budget going to come out?
Yeah, it's the week of, I believe the public can already access the county budget documents. I think they've been public already recently, or they will be soon. But the actual budget hearings start the week of June 8th. Whatever day that week is, a Tuesday, it'll be a kickoff that day.
And that's open to the public?
Open to the public. Public safety will be on Thursday, June 11th. So that's the day that we'll have the sheriff, fire, probation, myself, will all be there presenting. I'll be presenting a lot of what you heard today, and, you know, what potential solutions are, what our goals are, what our accomplishments are from last year, so that we can present the budget, our position to the county, and the county can make decisions.
How did last year's budget? Were you given more money last year?
So last year, we had the public safety hearings, did the county comparisons, and I was like, we have to start addressing our staffing disparity. I did request additional prosecutors, investigators across the board to try to bring our staffing up. We did receive one additional secretary, so we got one thing of what we went for. However, a county budget is really broken into two categories. One, it's your people. So it's what you pay mm-hmm. your people, and the other is like your supplies and your services and
sure.
transcripts and all of that. So while yes, I did get one additional staff, I got a cut to my what's called services and supplies, the money we spend for expert witnesses, for transcripts, all the stuff, training our people, all of that got cut by over $300,000. So when you roll into this year, when they give you the budget instructions, they say you have to come in with what they call a status quo budget, which I would think means no new people, no new money requests. The same, you know, but we have like PERS, and there's all kinds of things that go up every year. Healthcare, all those things go up every year. So you're never going to come in with the exact amount of money as you did last year, because there's things outside of your control that go up. But we are already coming in at over $300,000 lower than last year, based on the cut from last year. Is a starting point, and then we had our natural increases. So we come in here again, and we go through a process with the county CEO staff to figure out what we're going to do for the budget, to try to come up with a recommended budget. And they initially requested that I cut my budget by over $1 million, which I was like, I can't. I'm just not going to do that.
Yeah.
I can't do that. Ultimately, it came down to freezing a prosecutor position, freezing a investigative tech position, half of an investigator position for half a year, all of these things that they ultimately we agreed to do so that we could try and come to a agreed upon budget going into the budget hearings with an additional cut of about $50,000 from that services and supplies side. And then I have all the attorneys that end up leaving.
Then
so,
they all quit.
Yeah.
Because they were waiting to see what was happening in the budget.
Well, they were, theirs was more based on their union negotiations that they were doing that was outside of this. But our agreements and everything we did with the county, that process is more in like February and March and concludes right around that end of March, April time period. And then all the attorneys give notice and boom, we've got like four more people leaving right after that process. So, we went from, okay, we can limp through with this type of a budget for the next year, even if we have to freeze a prosecutor position because you can't hire it anyway. It's been vacant for a while. But now we hit a critical situation with after that agreement was made, boom, we've got four attorneys that are like, we're gone. Three to Butte, one down to Sacramento, and everything changes. And now it's much more critical that things need to change and need to change now.
The assistant DAs do you write?
What was that again?
How many assistant DAs are on your TO, your table of organization?
Oh, okay. So we've got...
If you were at full, if you had every one of them, how many?
So the office is funded for 28 attorneys. That includes myself and my two chief deputies. We do a lot of the administrative work of the office because our office is, you know, with extra help and everything, we're close to 100 employees working in the office. However, we do criminal type work as well, especially the chief deputies do a lot of our post-conviction type work just because we don't have enough attorneys. So then that's three off of the top, which would give us 25 prosecutors who are doing the day-to-day in court, which includes our supervisors and everything. But out of those 25, we were already down five,
so
puts
that,
it at 20,
that's 20.
And then we just lost four, which puts us down to 16. So when you're supposed to have 25 and you're down to 16 of your people who are going to court doing the county's work, and of those 16, some of those are supervisors who are doing our homicide caseloads and supervising a team.
Some of these homicide cases go for years.
And we have a significant amount of cases that continue to come. So also rolling into, I don't know, it's close. Do you need to take a break before I move into the next topic? I'm looking at the time.
Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
Everybody calls and say lie, yes. Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
From the first bingo call to the latest jackpot, it's been an incredible 33 years of winning. Because of you, Wind River Resort and Casino is celebrating our 33-year anniversary. Prepare for incredible promotions, giveaways, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Don't miss your chance at $330,000. For details on all the anniversary fun, visit windriver.com. So grab your friends and come celebrate with us. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. Tomorrow, Simpson University is joining us, and hopefully we'll be able to have Dr. Hall on and we can talk about the medical, the proposed medical school and what's going on with that. We're here today with, though, Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget, and, hey, we've got problems here in River City. And it's not going to get any better. So in the budgeting process, mm-hmm. you give back because you don't, you know, all those
right.
prosecutors are no longer here. You give back close to $2 million.
Yep, yep. So that is, that's an additional frustration to myself and people in my office is the fact that, you know, we budget a certain amount to spend on prosecutors or all of our staffing because, you know, our investigators, we've had a difficult time hiring those. We have some of those that are empty as well. So at the end of the year, we have about $2 million. I actually think it's a little over $2 million that we did not spend in this budget year. So it appears to me, and I know that the other departments are the same, like I've spoke with the public defender's office, so they give back a significant amount of money as well, is that that money should be reinvested into an office, especially if an office is at a critical situation where public safety, the community members are suffering, then they need to use that money, not to just take it back and use it for the county for all of the lawsuits and everything that we keep hitting our county, but let's use it for public safety. Let's reinvest it in our people.
Yeah. It appears to me that the four left, they'd obviously had enough. They all knew each other and all that. And we're down 16. We've got 16 prosecutors, and we should have 25.
Really, well, we just hired those two brand new ones, so,
okay, so
we have been
18.
Able to get. I'd have to look at them.
But still, yeah, but you're still down short, and there's been nothing to address the pay. And you said that went through the unions. I mean, that I know of. I mean,
yes,
maybe,
yes,
maybe
yes,
they
that,
did address the pay. I don't know.
There was a 2% COLA that was given. That doesn't even come close to inflation, let alone being competitive to places like Butte.
I think we've reached a point, my friends, where we find that if this is not just – it is a nationwide problem, but I could care less about the rest of the nation. I care about Shasta County.
We have to take care of our neighborhood first.
We have to take care of our neighborhood first, just like you do. Then you start taking care of the other close things around you till finally you're reaching out to that eighth circle where you're helping everybody.
Yeah.
But we need to have, we're triaging cases.
There's very little that
means if somebody breaks into my car and steals stuff out of my car, if a year later, that case could be dismissed.
Yeah, I mean, if there's not enough people to look at that case, if you just look at last year with the number of cases that we came into my office for reviewing and the amount we filed, and I don't have those numbers right in front of me, but I do remember the calculation. If we were to review that same amount of cases this year and file the same amount of cases this year, which I'm sure we will get the same amount in, that would mean over 700 cases per attorney would have to be read and reviewed, and they'd have to handle around 370 cases assigned to them. That is a huge caseload. I mean, that is like an extremely high caseload.
And you can say, oh, well, Stephanie's just upset. Well, I'm upset about this, and I think you all should be upset about it.
I think everyone should be upset and indignantly
because,
so.
You know, and I see things, well, it's obviously the leadership. No, no, you can be the greatest leader. And your family comes first. And when your family, when it finally gets down to it, your family comes first, you can make more money, spend more time with your family just by moving 75 miles away.
I mean, people are publicly saying they're leaving because of pay. If you're leaving because of leadership, you don't publicly say you're leaving because of pay.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
No, that was a press conference.
That's what you call a red herring. That's where something to distract what the real reason is. And the real reason is what's been being said for over 2 years, that we need to address pay, we need to address caseloads, or our community will suffer, and they're at the point that they're going to suffer, and not because of decisions that I've made.
Good leadership only goes so far, and I told you the story about the
this is where I keep this is what I keep hearing, and I said this at the break. You are not being supported.
Well, it's,
how can you have a city? Listen to what I'm saying, everybody driving and listening.
County.
How can you have a city or a county or a community when you're complaining about with law-breaking citizens or law-breaking uncitizens, and yet you're not supporting financially, or the leaders of our community are not supporting financially those people out there trying to fight in order to protect the law and protect you as the citizen? We got our DA on today who is not being supported.
Yeah. Instead, it's the flip the narrative that, oh, it's got to be something that you're doing, or it's got to be some other reason other than what has been being said is supported by a nationwide study that people are have gone straight to supervisors and talked to them individually about it, who have gone to board supervisors meetings and talked about it, who are going on radio stations and on KRCR and all of those. Everybody is saying this and talking about it. If people out there are listening and they care about this issue and they want to be kept safe, they need to come to the budget hearings, be there on June 11th, right after I'm done talking. I'm the last speaker for public safety. We roll into public comments. So June 11th is a great day for people to come and let their voice be heard on whether they want a community that's safe, where public safety is actually a priority, or whether it continues to not be a priority.
And if six people decide to go because they've got their families, and I was just saying, talking to you at the break, that I just went to Trader Joe's, you know, and I got like the basic things, and I was noticing everything is a dollar more expensive. $1 to $1.25 for items that I've purchased for a long time. So we were talking about our grocery bill and thinking about, okay, you've got a family, you come here as a young attorney or you're working after a while. When you can go to a visiting county and make $30,000 more a year, what are you going to do?
Right.
When 100%. It cost you $100 to fill up your tank of gas when it was maybe $50, $60 last year.
When you're not getting to see that family much because your caseload is so much, you're getting home at 9 o'clock at night every night. Add that in there.
That's the bottom line.
I think, my friends, this has been something that, and we have, you know, many of you have been listening, thousands of you have been listening to our show for years. This is not a surprise. It finally came down, and it took six attorneys leaving, four all at the same time. And as we've learned, even if you hire two, they're brand new. They've never, you know, are they out of law school?
Yeah, one of them's not, but not having criminal experience. Don't have criminal experience.
So they have to be trained by your NCOs, and you've losing your NCOs. So that's going to take time away until you can get them up to speed. And you said it can take up to a year that they learn all the ins and outs and all that. And I understand that. Not only the Shasta County DA needs help, the public defender does, the sheriff's department does. When it comes down to it, public safety and quality of life. We're not going to get a new jail. We may get that other thing that Sheriff Johnson's talking about, but that's not going to be this year or maybe next year or the year after. So something has to be done.
And if we continue at our current staffing levels, those are the cases we're not going to be filing anyway, ones of the people that would be going to that type of a facility.
Yeah. Well, maybe they could take like 100 out of the jail that's there right then, except we probably don't have 100 in there that fit the requirements. Okay, Stephanie, this has finally come to a head after everything, the warnings, the conversations we've had, the conversations you've had. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this budget cycle, to see what our Board of Supervisors are going to do.
Yeah.
So, everybody, have a wonderful day after all this, but have a wonderful day, and God bless America.
Around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.